My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We're on the road to Canton, getting you ready for Thursday's game and Andre Johnson's Hall of Fame induction on Saturday. Here's In the Loop.
So the Texans offensive line is supposed to be a position of strength for this team. But is it, though? We ask that question and answer it in just a second. But we just had Baseball Spo on with us in the Localize It segment and his weekly hit with us here on In the Loop. And I asked him a simple question, and he answered it. Are the Astros a better baseball team today than they were before the trade deadline, before these trade deadline moves that they made to acquire Yusei Kikuchi in the back end of their rotation and Ferguson as a reliever? Is this a better team given what they gave up and what they got back? Adam Spillane says they are. The text line would be one to disagree. And 713-572-4610 is how you reach said text line. You can also get involved with the show on YouTube and Twitch. But Lopez, what say you to the question that I posed to Adam Spillane?
Well, that's why I pushed back. I was like, wait a minute. I mean, what's better? Like marginally better?
I felt like you pushed back more so to him saying, oh, yeah, for sure. Just being like matter of fact about it. Let me just ask, though, do you think they are better? Yes or no?
I will say this. Very, very slightly, maybe.
But see,
I agree.
Very slightly, maybe.
I don't mind that.
And see, that's where they get tricky. That's when you start comparing. Is the what's his Bloss?
Jake Bloss. Yeah.
Is he better than Kikuchi?
Yeah.
No, not today.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think technically, yes, they are better.
Because that's why I said slightly, maybe.
Yeah.
But I go back.
But that
one
means it's a good thing.
Yes, because Kikuchi, and also you have to also take it in the context of what they were reportedly, not rumored, but reportedly in on some of these other guys that they didn't get, and then what they gave up. Loperfido, I mean, one of the strong takes that Adam has is, you know, these guys were not going to help them, you know, win a pennant or win a division or whatever this year. Well, they've helped them.
Yeah.
You know, Bloss has helped them a little bit. Loperfido's helped them a little more.
I understand where Adam is coming from with that.
No, I get it.
But I also think to just make that blanket statement is awfully presumptuous.
Yes.
Like, it is a team, and he's pointed this part out as well, with Joe Espada. This is the type of team that uses his bench more than it had in the previous years with Dusty Baker. Joe Espada likes to go to the bench.
Yeah.
All the pieces eventually do matter for you on a team like this. And Joey Loperfido, I think, was supposed to play some type of role on this team one way or another, even if it did turn out that he couldn't hit his way out of a paper bag.
Look, man, Spo is getting cooked. He's getting cooked.
Yeah.
And to be fair, because we love him and his baseball knowledge is off the charts, you know, we got to respect that. We can disagree, and I do, Hey, dude, are you on the Houston Astros public relations payroll? The Astros could spit in Spo's face, and he'd think it's a great move. Come on, that's harsh.
Nah, this is what I'll do. Let me do this as we check out what people are saying about our hit with Baseball Spo just a moment ago. The best part about it is that Spo doesn't go into this with any kind of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. and this is required a bit for us to do this show.
Yeah.
Like, you know, for hours on the radio, and for, you know, obviously the fans and the audience that pays attention to the show, we are all operating with some level of emotion and passion with this. And I would say what's refreshing about Spo's perspective is it's just straight logic as he sees it.
Yeah.
Now, you can disagree with the logic, and I will poke some holes in some of it, but it ain't because he loved the Astros so damn much.
Remember, because he owns somebody's.
No, it's not.
He thinks this. This is his opinion.
But remember, you said going into the trade deadline, or, you know, the Astros have $1 and it's costing $2. So let's use that same analogy. Like, they couldn't get some of these guys because they didn't have the assets. But they spent a lot, too much, if you ask me, and I know you agree with that. They spent too much. But, like, when you say, are the Astros better than they were 48 hours ago? Well, if they were a dollar 48 hours ago, I think maybe they're $1.25. They're not, like, appreciably better, you know?
Yeah. And look, I agree that they spent too much.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, where you and I disagree, and I feel like I'm somewhere in the middle with Spo and you, is that while I agree that they spent too much, I do feel like it was something that they had to do. Like, you don't like the desperation.
Yeah.
You don't like the desperation that they showed by making this move that
correct.
We agree was tipped to the scale toward the Blue Jays in the case of the Yusei Kikuchi trade.
Yeah.
Like, we agree on that part. But where we disagree is I do feel like they were in a position, a rock and a hard place, to where they had to do something drastic. They had to play on this desperation that none of us like, but that they had to do it. It's almost like, remember I told you all the time where I was in line at Annie's Burgers, and there was a lady in front of me. I needed to be on this show at 11 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a lady in front of me fumbling through her purse, trying to pay for a meal. And she couldn't get it figured out. And I did not have time to wait for her to find her card. I paid for her meal.
Yeah.
I did not go in there expecting to pay for my meal and some. And she had an extra. She had like two orders. I didn't plan on paying.
Man. You know, you're a good one.
To me.
You got to do it.
That was better.
That was more valuable.
My time was more valuable than my money at the moment. And that was better than calling y'all saying, hey, I'm going to be late for my hit because I'm at Annie's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that to me was not acceptable.
Yeah.
So now I got to pay for this woman's meal. It's kind of like similar to that. Like, I'm desperate for this time.
Yes.
Or I'm against the gun. I got to make this happen.
Now, like, as we know, Adam Spillane, his baseball knowledge, he's one of the great experts, certainly in the city and anywhere for my money. But let's check with some other respected baseball experts. I happen to say, all right, you know, it's always a fun game to play. Let's check the grades on the Astros trades. So I went to The Athletic, and The Athletic has winners and losers of trade day. Houston Astros, losers. Went to ESPN.
The Athletic, by the way, let me point out, puts a lot of resources. There are questions about where The Athletic puts its resources. I think valid questions. They put a ton of resources into baseball.
Big time.
Major League Baseball.
So winners, losers, Astros, losers. ESPN. What grade did they give them? They gave them a letter grade. C. Okay. That sounds about right. The Score. It's one of the big apps that I use all the time. It's a national outlet. Does a little aggregating. Does a little work on their own. Quote, Houston is accelerating its decline. Grade D.
Now that's drastic.
Well, okay. I'm just going through the grades from other baseball experts.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Let me just point out, yeah, and I respect it all. I'm just saying the accelerated their decline thing to me plays too much into acting like these prospects were the next best thing since Willie Mays,
well, yeah,
or Roger Clemens or whatever it is. Or, you know, like, I don't feel like they gave away stars or anything like that. I agree with Spoh's point about Jake Bloss being the only one where I'm like, oh, I could see where that could have turned into something eventually.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's 5 years from now, too.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's just the totality of it.
Yeah.
You gave up three dudes and you got back what?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Right. Yeah. My issue is with the person they got back.
Yes. Yes.
Because to me, y'all could have got him in June. Mm-hmm. Y'all could have got him in April or something.
Sure.
And with them trying to just get that person, it seemed like it's stopping the bleeding. And y'all focus more. It seemed like y'all hoping and praying on Garcia, McCullers, and Verlander to come. And it's like, man, like, I can't trust that.
Yeah.
I need somebody right now.
How do you feel about USA Today Odyssey insider Bob Nightingale?
It's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Got a reputation.
Quote, this could be a disaster.
I think that that's more cosign Figgy's point that he just made, yeah, though. That, to me, is more about, and that's why it's an interesting question, did they get better? Because you say Kikuchi is a more accomplished player, and I think a better pitcher today, mm-hmm, than Jake Bloss is. But is that really enough? Did they do it?
Yeah.
Is bringing him in and adding him to your rotation enough to move the needle? We understand they were desperate for help.
Yeah.
Were they that desperate to where they had to bring in a guy who, I agree with you, Lopez, is a marginal, to me, a marginal upgrade to your overall rotation, especially once those other guys get back. Now, maybe that's the effect.
Yeah.
You add Verlander
now and that's big.
Luis Garcia, yeah, to the mix. And let's say now you say Kikuchi
now
is
you can
your
push him.
Fifth or sixth, yeah, starter.
You can push him.
Or he's your bullpen guy when you have to have a bullpen game, or if you want to go to the six-man rotation.
Yeah.
And it's the depth that you so desperately needed. To me, I think that that is that could be the remedy, as opposed to just you say Kikuchi in a vacuum, how good he is. So
yeah, I'm just worried of the whole, oh, this trade, oh yeah, they're way better now. And it's like, man, I mean,
no, what's no, they're not. They're
like,
they're
okay,
just not,
he can last what, 4 to 5 innings? Is that much better?
Yeah.
And Gloss maybe can last what, 2 or 3 innings?
Well, again, that's why I said, like, flat out, it's my legit answer. Are they better than they were 48 hours ago? Slightly, maybe.
Agreed.
Slightly, maybe.
Here's what else we'll agree on, to put a bow on this one.
Yeah.
Here's what else we'll agree on. They got fleeced.
Oh, they did.
Like,
yeah, they did.
Like, I think that they are slightly marginally better. I understand the logic in it, why they did it, you know, which is why I'm not as angry about the move itself. I'm more angry about the circumstance,
yeah,
the situation, because objectively, I don't think that there's any way around it. They got fleeced.
Yeah.
They absolutely got fleeced. Speaking of getting fleeced, the Houston Texans, y'all might remember this, they invested more money in the offensive line, in their offensive line, than any other team did last year. Now, I have not updated the numbers because more people have gotten contracts. Maybe the scale has been tipped. I could check that. But mm-hmm, as of last year, the Texans had the most expensive offensive line in football. And in essence, they have brought those guys back, right? Like, all of those guys are back. Like, there's no change in said expensive offensive line. So, to me, and I've been making this point throughout the offseason, it is time to get the payoff from that investment. it is time for the ROI on that. Okay? Like, just flat out, no bones about it. They need the offensive line to be a strength on this team. But I pose this question to you, Lopez, to you, Figgy, and to the audience, to the Loopholes. Is it, though? Are we sure that it is? I feel better about it than I did going into camp. And I don't feel like I was as down on it as a lot of other people, just to be clear. But I do feel like it's worth discussing. Laremy Tunsil obviously hasn't practiced. We understand why. He's their best player on the offensive line. Yeah. We'll excuse it. Kenyon Green looks like he's winning that job. But we do need to see him in game action. Like, when they say the starters aren't playing.
Yeah.
Does that include Kenyon Green?
I was just about to say that.
I was wondering that
is
myself.
Is he
going to
play?
Because he's a – I think he's
he
a starter.
He got to play, man.
He's a starter who I agree with Biggie should play.
This is something that we have to watch. I don't think he's going to play. I could see where he would. I could see where they would want him to. But if he's your starter and you're playing him in the Hall of Fame game,
yeah.
Then is see, he really your starter?
The Hall of Fame game is super tricky, too, because a lot of people – they don't play a lot of people in the Hall of Fame game because it's that's an extra game.
Well, and maybe
now,
it
game
comes,
two, then
for sure
we got to see.
Back to our earlier discussion about this, it's going to come down to more than likely the fact that the Bears aren't playing their guys, and so maybe you don't feel like Kenyon Green is actually getting the meaningful reps that you want him to get, that I want him to get in preseason, having been out the whole year last year. Maybe it doesn't feel consequential or any better than practice.
It's kind of like a NFL version of the tree falling in the woods thing. You know, does it make a sound? If your starting left guard plays in the Hall of Fame game, is he your starting left guard?
Well, he's uniquely situated. Yeah. Your starting left guard didn't play football last year.
Yeah.
Your starting left guard had an up and down rookie season. Your starting left guard is like... he's the polar opposite of your starting right guard. We can mention him, Shaq Mason.
He ain't playing.
The most, not only is he not playing, but he is your steadiest, most consistent offensive lineman. It's low key, and I mentioned this or was thinking about this. Out of all of the former Patriots that Nick Caserio has brought in since he's been here, think about Danny Amendola, Rex Burkhead. Marcus Cannon was supposed to be an offensive lineman for them at one point.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Shaq Mason might be, you can argue, might be the best of all of them that he's brought in that's a former Patriot, Patriot way, Patriot South, whatever you want to call it. But it is the polar opposite in terms of like why they would or wouldn't play. Shaq Mason, multiple Super Bowl winning, played every snap for you last year, don't need to play.
Yeah.
But Kenyon Green, you know, we feel good about what we're seeing from him in training camp, but also I feel like I have to acknowledge that the reps could help him.
But he can't be playing in four preseason games or three preseason games if he's your starting left guard.
And maybe that's what it comes down to, Lopez. You know? Maybe he's not playing in this game. But
Titus Howard ain't playing. And what did he play, seven games?
Yeah, it will probably be – we're probably going to see a lot of threes and fours in this game, to be honest. Now, the second game, I think we're going to see, you know, the Kenyon Greens and stuff like that.
What about Juice Scruggs, the center, who we also feel good about, but if we're just being honest about it, keeping it a buck, seen a lot of good things at training camp, a lot of good things at training camp from Juice Scruggs. Really excited about the center position. I think it's good. I think it's good. But he ain't played. Not center. He's played guard. But didn't play a single snap at center last year. That is his natural position. That's the position that they drafted him to play. He has not played it in the NFL, flat out, point blank, has not done it. I think that there are, like, that is one to continue to monitor until it actually happens. It's still a question mark, as good as I feel about it, projecting-wise. But back to that question, like, we think that's the starting center. But do we feel like do we feel like these two lesser experienced interior offensive line need to play in the preseason more than the rest of these guys?
I wouldn't play Juice Scruggs. No, he's your starting center. We know the issues they had at the center position last year. It's really, boy, I'm going to be really interested. You got me thinking about this because part of me was just acknowledging, accepting Kenyon Green was not going to play. But now you got me thinking, man, hell, he might play.
And maybe he doesn't, but does he need to?
And what does that mean?
Does he need to, though? Like, that's another, like, that's,
but he's going, I don't think he needs to, because he's going to get other preseason games.
Maybe not in this game.
Yeah.
If we isolate it to this game, I think the answer is no.
Yeah.
But the question I just asked a moment ago, like, does he specifically need to play more? Does he need more reps than your typical starter, or more specifically than the rest of your starting unit on your offensive line? Like, I
think so. If, let's say this wasn't the Texans wasn't in the Hall of Fame game, and this was just the first preseason game, I would say yes, he need to be out there. Even if they sit C.J. Stroud and all the other start, he need to be out there to get some reps.
I agree with that. But the Hall of Fame game is a throwaway for starters. Like, you don't even consider it. And the fact that now I'm wondering if they are considering it, I think it says a lot about just his place in that role. You know,
I don't think he plays.
I don't think so either.
I don't
think so either.
No way I'd play Juice Scruggs.
I'm not playing any starter.
I don't think any of the starters play.
Any starter. I don't care who. Yeah. I'm not playing John Weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a better? Is it a strength of the team? To the original question, do you feel confident in this Texans offensive line, which I think we just agreed we are not going to see tomorrow?
Yeah.
What is your confidence level in them as a unit right now?
I think it's the strength of the team. Now, maybe not a top three strength, but it's a place where they can be, I always call it plus or minus. They can be a plus position group. You know, they're better than the median average, the mean. I'm basing that on Tytus Howard being some semblance of what we hope he is, and have seen him occasionally at right tackle. And Juice Scruggs. I'm very high on Juice Scruggs, you know, at the center position. So doesn't really have a lot to do with Kenyon Green, but they have options there with Kendrick Green and others.
C.J. Stroud and the Texans are getting heavy betting action. What's the Texans' bet that you would make? That's next on In the Loop Sports Radio 610.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.